This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Severe turbulence jolted a flight from Phoenix to Honolulu Sunday, seriously injuring 11 people in what a Hawaiian Airlines official called an isolated and unusual event. John Snook, the airline COO, said the airline hasn't experienced an incident of this nature in recent history. The flight was full, carrying 278 passengers and 10 crew members, when severe turbulence disrupted the flight. 20 people in all were taken to hospitals when the plane landed in Hawaii. Along the U.S. southern border, Americans have no choice to prepare for a record number of immigrants entering the USA illegally. Some conservative estimates say as many as 5,000 people a day will be released onto the streets of America. Texas Governor Republican Greg Abbott on ABC News.
Whether it's COVID or some other issue, when you have people coming across the globe without knowing at all what their health status is, that almost by definition is a public health risk.
In an extreme view of transparency, Elon Musk has been releasing Twitter documents showing government agencies meeting with Twitter executives to discuss what should be censored from the American people on the platform. Now Elon wants you to chime in. Should he stay or should he go as CEO?
Controversial CEO posted a poll as a tweet on Sunday asking if he should step down as head of the social media platform. The majority of the nearly 10 million voters want Musk to exit his perch. A follow-up tweet from Musk, as the saying goes, be careful what you wish, as you might get it. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Cadillac Frank Salum, the once powerful New England mafia boss who was serving a life sentence behind bars for the 1993 killing of a Boston nightclub owner, has died at the age of 89 in prison. Salum led the Patriarca crime family in Boston in the early 1990s. This is USA News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
A major winter storm is brewing this week and likely to bring a white Christmas to parts of the country and threaten to impact travel for the holidays. Snow, rain, and strong winds are expected to include freezing temperatures as part of an Arctic cold front moving south out of Canada. Nancy Pelosi's January 6th committee chose not to use Republicans chosen by its leadership. It's been reported Pelosi chose two other Republicans because they agreed not to discuss security failures on January 6, including President Trump asking for the National Guard. That was turned down by Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the D.C. mayor. Republican leaders say they will release their own report on the events of January 6.
According to the news site Axios, House Republicans will issue a 100-page shadow report, a rebuttal of the January 6 panel's work. What Axios calls a top Republican source says that report will focus on security failures by Capitol Police. It may also dive into changes in policy the next Speaker of the House could make. The authors of the shadow report, the five Republican House members picked for the January 6th committee, who all stepped back when House Speaker Nancy Pelosi refused to seat two of them. I'm Richard Johnson.
The crew of the International Space Station on Sunday was inspecting an attached Russian space capsule that may have been damaged by a micrometeorite While ground controllers are considering whether to send a replacement spaceship up there to get some of them home. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. It's always great to have you along with us. Also great to have the president and founder of American Faith, Phil Hotzenpiller. Hey, Phil, how are we doing? Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you too, Bill. And what a time of year. You know, I was just thinking about our calendar system and the dating. And it literally means, it actually means in the year of our Lord. And
yes.
It occurred to me every time somebody cites the year, without them knowing it, they're saying the year of our Lord, 2022.
Right. Well, that's like Jewish people singing about Jesus with Christmas songs, right?
Uh-huh.
The truth really comes out. In fact, I just talked with our good friend Bill Federer, and, because people, all get this big controversy about whether or not Jesus was born on the 25th of December. He actually had been born earlier in that. And Bill did an incredible presentation based on scripture, dates, Levitical, the Levitical order and everything, and how it comes out to December 25th. I guess God knows what he's doing, right?
Oh, absolutely. And Bill Fenner knows what he's doing. So,
he's
got like the incredible mind and ability to make everything simple and clear. He's really an amazing guy.
It is scary. I just sit there, and whenever he's talking, I just put on my seatbelt and crash helmet and just hang on, because the G-forces can get intense sometimes, because he is so good, as you said, is what he mentioned. By the way, the other thing, too, and speaking of which, American Faith, your editor, John Fleetwood, informed me that, you heard about the Trump trading card, right, that people were, downing, and they couldn't believe that, here was this big announcement that Donald Trump was going to make, and it was for an NTF that he was releasing, right? And gave people an opportunity to buy that NTF for like $99. You know what it's worth this morning?
No.
$500,000.
No way.
Yes way. Yes way.
Man, I'm glad I bought 20 of them.
I'm glad you did too. Yeah, exactly. Maybe you can share with us. I mean, a mazel tov. I mean, you imagine the people. This is what cracks me up, is that, some of the kids are going to be coming back from, college and everything. And, the parents are, anytime the Trump name comes up, is going, oh, I got you a present. It was that Trump NTF card. But you don't like him. So, hey, that's right. I'm just going to keep it for myself. And I go, and they probably don't even know what happened. And because it's about Trump, they, oh my, I can't believe, what were you thinking that you would buy me anything that has Trump's name on it? Well, it's like worth $500,000. I think it'll more than cover your schooling and even your postgraduate studies as well. What do you think?
Yeah, I think the great thing to do is just say, tell the kids that you want to pay for your own secular, godless religion, go for it.
Yeah.
There's where I'm at. How's that?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, hey, why not? I mean, and the sad thing about it, Phil, as we know, is that the indoctrination and the damage that they are doing, to our kids and the culture and the communities, you know. It's like Jordan Peterson talks about, that we need to honor our community, and our communities are not being honored. We're just living life recklessly without considering the ramifications and the impact that it has, you know, on our kids, whether we're talking about the drag queen story hours, this, this immorality that is running rampant and promoting this sexual depravity. I mean, this is all going to have a consequence for generations to come.
It is, and I really believe that this condition of the schooling is going to draw small business stats through the roof. I really believe that when you really look at it, there's a lot of kids, if they knew how to start a business and knew how to some of the finer points of being an entrepreneur, they would realize that most college education does not get you a job.
Right.
In fact, I've got three kids who went to college, none of which are working in the field that trained them in college.
Right.
And I think that's probably true of most people.
Exactly. No, you're exactly right. The majority of people, they're not working in the major that they learned. But the fact of the matter is, it demonstrates, you know, to themselves and others that they can get the job done. And if they've had any kind of training in critical thinking. But what concerns me, Phil, what you're referring to here, is the kids being dumbed down in such a way. Can you imagine the frustration that's on the horizon of these kids that feel innately that they should be doing better and they should be more accomplished, but because they've been so maltrained and their psychology is so screwed up? I mean, wow, these kids are going to need a lot of therapy going forward.
They're looking for it. In fact, they want the quiet room, and they want the quiet space, and they want no struggles in life. And, you know, let them start a company and see how long that lasts.
Exactly.
Musk got rid of the quiet room pretty fast there at Twitter,
yes,
along with the supply of woke T-shirts that you could go pick up your size in either T-shirt or sweatshirt. So he recognizes that work is the first critical component of success.
On many levels, it's what makes us happy, Phil, when we're productive. You know, God told us to be fruitful and multiply. He wouldn't have directed us to do that if we didn't have the goods to accomplish that, would he?
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You know, and I think that's the key, that God has put things together in such a way, if you study the Word of God, it lays it out. I mean, in all labor there is profit. That's a proverb. Okay, so if I don't labor, I don't profit. That's kind of the idea.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think when we begin to tie biblical concepts and principles and ethics and values to our life, then we can find success.
Exactly.
And apart from that, we find, you know, this entitlement mindset that never would have, you know, the opposite of entitlement is really a lack of gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you think, I'm not grateful for my country. My country, you know, owes me something. I'm not grateful for my parents. My parents owe me something. My employer owes me something. It's a lack of gratitude, ultimately.
Yeah, without a doubt. And it's interesting you should bring it up, because it's so appropriate at this time of year. Because, boy, we need to be grateful. I mean, how are you not grateful that God saw our sinfulness and says, I got the remedy? And can you imagine, he's laying this out to all the angels in heaven, saying, I got the remedy. And, you know, I'm sending Jesus. Jesus to save him. And Jesus prays, say what? You know, it just as a commentary, sidebar. Because, you know, what? You know, I got to go down from heaven. I'm going to go down and save those knuckles. They don't even like you, Lord. They hate you. And you're sending me. Yeah, I'm sending. Wow. You know, but
well,
the love.
Interesting. I was reading in Isaiah, and I realized how little things have changed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that, just the heart of man, I mean, yes, it's gotten more explicit. Yes, the exploitation has gone up. But still, man's rebellion against man, whatever form it took, is still operational. You know, it's still happening in our world today.
Yeah, it is amazing. Solomon, the wisest man to walk the earth, God said, because they imbued him with all this wisdom, said, there's nothing new under the sun. And we just keep repeating it, don't we?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Proverbs, I go back to Proverbs, one of my favorite books in the Bible. And it says, like a dog that returns to his vomit, is like
exactly.
a fool who repeats his folly, you know, and you think, like, how do you do dumb things over and over again? Well, because you're not seeking the wisdom of God.
That's right. Because you be dumb. That's what it is. That's the short answer. Phil Hotzenpiller is with us. He'll continue right after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
We're back. back with the America 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Yes, fresh and independent. Merry Christmas to you, or as we say here in Maui, Mele Kalike Maka. And boy, there's a lot of Malikic, what did I say? Mele Kalike Maka going on.
I can't it's help so you, good. Bill.
I know you just let me just take the G-force and crash and burn right into the wall, but that's okay. And but yes, it's very spirited here on the island where the palm trees sway, as they say. Hey, I wanted to talk to you about this, about this money that has been flooding into Ukraine. And there's been some controversy, and we'll get into that in just a moment, because, of course, the left is claiming conspiracy. But, you know, it's the old adage, you follow the money, and there's lots of money to be following when you talk about Ukraine, right?
Well, yeah, and I think the thing that we have to keep in mind is this is not the federal government doesn't make money. They print money, but we make money. Then they take our money that we make, and then they distribute it how they see fit. So, mm-hmm. For example, if you think about all of this money going to Ukraine is taxpayer money.
Right.
You know, it's not like, the U.S. government has a way to make money. I mean, if you want to see one of their businesses and how well it does, look at the U.S. Post Office.
Exactly.
What does it lose, like $4 billion a year?
Yeah.
So that's how well they do. Look at veterans, hospitals. See how well they do. They do poorly at anything they do. So what do? They take our money against our will, really, if you come down to it. I mean, how many Americans would say, let's go ahead and send, $100 billion to Ukraine? I don't know if anybody would do that. I mean, yeah, there's probably some knuckleheads that would, but I mean, it doesn't even make sense.
I think
if Americans realize that $100 billion, what could that do? Let's just say cut that number in half. We only said half that. What could $50 billion do to our highway system, our infrastructure? You know, if you just stop and think about it, it's an enormous amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's out the door.
Right. Yeah, what would $50 billion do on our southern border, for example, and not even that, we could just take $10 billion and seal up the southern border there, finish the wall, empower our gatekeepers there, the border patrol. I mean, there's endless things that we can do, but yet we choose to do this, like you said. So basically, what you're saying is the government has found a way to steal from the people.
Well, I think that's really true. I do think there's a motive that's deeper. Mm-hmm. I really do believe there is an effort to destroy the U.S. dollar, and I think that's coming from within America. I think that there is, let's bankrupt it, let's get a whole new monetary system going here. I think ultimately that is the aim.
Mm-hmm.
Now, call me conspiracy theory, but everything I've had a conspiracy theory on over the last 3 years has been exactly right. So
yeah.
I'm batting pretty good right now.
Yeah, you and me both. This is a deal. And, of course, the thing that I was referring to earlier involved, how he's known as SBF, which he's now been arrested, which he's probably thinking, wait a minute, I was doing the Democrats' bidding here. And, here's this young man with FTX. He is the golden child generating all these funds, and he's part and parcel of, doing some Bitcoin entrepreneurship with, Ukraine. You see, this is the thing about when you send government money, the people's money like that, you get the buzzards that come out. And they know how to work the program. And they're licking their chops. And you just do what they always tell us to do, Phil. You just follow the money. And, the left is going, oh, there's no basis to this and that. Well, it's interesting that SBF did invest a lot of money, a ton of flipping money in the midterm elections. And it is a fact that Democrats out of nowhere suddenly are outspending the competition as much as 15 to 1. And well, nobody asked them, where did they get that money?
Well, and Sam Bankman is the answer, to the tune of $39 million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think they have arrested Bankman because he's running out of bribery money for the for the party.
Right. Yeah, because you're only as good as your last dollar that you paid to the DNC, and he gets thrown out of the bus probably the same reason that Paul Pelosi's buddy, you know, got thrown into jail. So I don't know. Just saying.
Well, you know, it is an interesting mix. I think we all kind of live in that zone of what with the question, what is really going on?
Exactly.
And we see evidence, you know, you see little glimmers and going like, well, this isn't right. This isn't right. This isn't right. And imagine this. It's kind of like what you see, you know, you take a house, you buy the house, you don't know it's got termites, and you think the house is great. Then all of a sudden the realization comes at inspection, you know, you have termites. And the only way you're going to solve the problem is to tent, put a big tent on it. That's what we do here in California.
Right.
And fumigate it over a period of, you know, 3 or 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
And because you got to get rid of the problem.
Right.
And right now, we've got a situation where we need to tent a part of America. We need to put the big tent on, fumigate it. We need to start over because the termites are in every aspect of what we're doing in our institutions and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and probably Washington, D.C. is probably the targeted area. And just tent D.C., call time out on the government and, you know, just clean. I mean, there needs to be a serious cleaning up because the rampant corruption that is so obvious. I don't care. I mean, you can call me a conspiratist or not, but I mean, time and again, whether it's the FBI getting involved in the 2020 elections now because of Elon Musk, we're able to look under the hood here and see how manipulative government bureaucratic entities were and how they involved themselves in the 2020 elections, suppressing the vote. I mean, Democrats always talk about vote suppression. Well, they themselves are guilty of it more than anybody else. I mean, clearly what you can see. But the thing that amazes me, Phil, in all this is where are the Republicans? Man, I think all the Republicans need to be, you know, up on top of the Capitol building, half naked, like Lieutenant Dan, yelling and screaming over this stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, so many of them are entitled to big pharma, big tech, for their donations, and they've kind of sold their soul.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if there are how many true Republicans are anymore.
Right.
We know that there's at least 12 that are not. Because they continually vote with the Democratic Party, including Mitt Romney and his crowd. So, you know, I think we're living in a day where it used to be able, if I said Republican, it meant something. If I said Democrat, it meant something. Now, you know, Democrat means, I mean, super far leftist, right? Republican means, you know what, we're going to go along with the flow, and if it benefits us, we're going to go for it. Then you've got within that Republicans, you've got a handful of really solid people who understand what's really happening. And I think that's the complexity of what we live in. You can vote straight ticket Republican, but that doesn't mean you're going to get straight ticket Republicans.
Right. Well, again, people have to understand it's about we the people. And if you're not picking up, I mean, the vote is one thing. The next thing is the follow-up. You've got to hold them accountable. You've got to ring the phone. And what you got to do is set aside 5 minutes a week and call your congressman, call your senator, put the heat on them, tell them that you're paying attention. And believe it or not, and I'm told over and over again by these elected officials that they do pay attention to the incoming phone calls. So you just cannot sit on the, you know, on the sidelines and complain about it and just say, look it, I voted, or, you know, and too many people didn't vote. And we know in the church that, which is very frustrating for you and I, because we think about people in the church that only 50% register to vote. And of that 50, only 50% of those actually vote. It's ridiculous. You know, look at, you know, it is. Time and again in history, from day one in American history, it has been the church that has been the change agent for America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and hopefully, prayerfully, you know, the church will, you know, find its bearing and rise up in strength. You know, what we need is a great move of God. We need a great awakening in America. Sometimes the first step of that is things get really bad, and we start to pray as we're supposed to pray. And
right.
Then we see the hand of God working in our world, in our lives, in our families.
Phil Hodgson-Pillar, the president and founder of American Faith. Thank you, Phil. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
At Total Wine & More, save big on what you love this December with hundreds of deals. Get up to 35% off over 200 different wines and spirits, including Cabernet, sparkling wine, single barrel bourbon, and so much more. These savings are huge, and even better, they're on top of prices that are already the lowest in town. Deals this good don't last long, so visit Total Wine & More to find yours. Love what you find at the lowest price, only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly, B21.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
USA News Update. Severe turbulence jolted a flight from Phoenix to Honolulu Sunday, seriously injuring 11 people in what a Hawaiian Airlines official called an isolated and unusual event. John Snook, the airline COO, said the airline hadn't experienced an accident of this nature in recent history. Along the U.S. southern border, Americans have no choice but to prepare for a record number of immigrants entering the USA illegally. Some conservative estimates say as many as 5,000 people a day will be released onto the streets of America. Texas Governor Republican Greg Abbott on ABC News.
Whether it's COVID or some other issue, when you have people coming across the globe without knowing at all what their health status is, that almost by definition is a public health risk.
A major winter storm is brewing this week and is likely to bring a white Christmas to parts of the country and threaten the impact of travel for the holidays. Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to check out BillMartinezShow.com. You ready for some holiday health issues survey? We're going to talk about it with the Senior Vice President with Aflac. Diana Steinhoff is going to be joining us in just a few moments because it's the season for celebration and goodwill, but it can also be a time when families reflect on their financial health. A new survey provides a surprising and insightful look at how health care costs can impact the holidays for some American families. As I mentioned, the Senior Vice President with Aflac and Licensed Mental Health Counselor, Diana Steinhoff, she's here to share some ideas and keep me under control, if that's even possible, because she is the health counselor that is near and dear to our hearts. Diana, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Good to have you with us.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays, and I promise I will not psychoanalyze you through this interview.
It makes me nervous whenever I'm around you because I'm thinking, you know, is she checking me out? I've got to really keep my guard up here. Now, hey, look, we're just having fun. What is the number one issue that the survey shows this year, Diana?
So this is the fourth year that we've done this Aflac Holiday Survey, and what it underscores is the sacrifices that Americans are facing this year. Inflation has been high. We've been spending more money throughout the year. So really financial stress is the number one issue. Americans are faced with cutting back expenses and really assuming some additional debt throughout the holidays. So it's a bit of a stressful time of the year.
Diane, if I might say, what I appreciate what Aflac's done here is something that's, you know, it's apolitical. I mean, you're out there just getting, you know, what the people are saying. You're not looking to fit it into a right or left proposition. And I cannot thank you enough, because this is refreshing, because, you know, people go, well, yeah, okay, now I can relate to this. This is something that's truthful. So thank you right off the bat for this.
Yeah, no, we appreciate it. I mean, it's all about asking relevant questions about what's impacting Americans every day. And, you know, we love this study because it just gives us so much insight as to what's happening out there and how Aflac can help with some of, you know, some of those stressors as well.
Yeah, without a doubt. So how are we coping this year?
So we know that, you know, everybody wants to make the holidays as special as possible, but the data shows that 3/4 of Americans are going to cut back on some holiday gift spending, on travel. They may be taking on some additional credit card debt. And then to cope with that, maybe taking additional shifts or getting a second job to just make ends meet. So, again, a bit stressful, but we're all trying to push through the holidays and trying to make it as positive as possible.
Exactly. And, of course, this is going to impinge on our regular course of quality time with loved ones and family over the holidays, right?
Absolutely. So all of our respondents indicated that they want to spend time during the holidays with family and friends. However, because they're going to be working a bit more, that's going to be challenging. We found that work-life balance these days is hard to achieve. And so we're pushing through, but we're getting a little burned out and overworked.
Mm-hmm. What about people who are working more at home these days? Is this having an influence on their response?
What we see is that when you're working from home, it's getting harder to disconnect and to make that separation and that boundary between work and home. I work from home sometimes, and I know I'm working additional hours just because I don't have that commute. It's easy to just step into my office and answer one more email or one more phone call. So really trying to separate the space, you know, in your house is a good tip, so that you don't get caught up in constantly working and, you know, adding additional stress because of it.
Well, the other thing, too, is to kind of get agreement to your boundaries with family members. You know, they see you at home and they think, oh, she's home, no problem. You know, and you go, well, excuse me, I'm on a Zoom call right now. Not real convenient.
Exactly. So whenever I work from home, my husband tells me, he'll text me, he says, when are you coming home from work? that's the cue. And by the way, his name is Bill as well. So I feel like I'm talking to my husband right now.
Okay, so I better be careful. See, she's already psychoanalyzing me. You just can't help but be who you are, but that's okay.
I can't help it.
That's what makes you so special. She's a senior vice president with Aflac, licensed mental health counselor. Diana Steinhoff continues with us. Diana, any surprises for you in the survey?
No major surprises. I think the only thing that, you know, we're really concerned about is, again, those healthcare costs, right? We just came out a bit from COVID, so most Americans are spending more on out-of-pocket expenses, and so really that's what Aflac helps with, right, is ensuring that we cover that gap and that we cover those benefits that most health companies don't right now. But, you know, people are kind of getting back on their feet, and that's what we feel and see during the survey, right, that folks are trying to get back to a normal, and nobody knows what that new normal is yet.
Exactly.
We're still dealing with the, you know, effects of the pandemic, and so we will see what happens in the next couple of years. But this is, again, great data for us to have so that we can develop some solutions to help individuals.
Yeah, even Dr. Fauci had to admit that America is getting, you know, if not fed up, they're just fatigued over this whole deal. And, you know, mask, no mask. I mean, thank God, you know, I just traveled, as I mentioned to you. I'm here in Maui and traveled from California. It was not as restrictive. You know, if people wanted to wear a mask, they wore a mask. Nobody was, shouting at anybody. People did get nervous if somebody happened to cough. I mean, that's still, that's kind of the new normal that we're dealing with right now is that,
and I
appreciate that, and it's okay. And still, I mean, even before COVID, you had people, these knuckleheads that would be sick, and they'd show up at church. Well, wait a minute, you know, you're with hundreds of people there in church. You know, can you kind of like stay at home? It's okay, you know. In fact, they have church online now, and so you're not infecting the rest of us. But, you know, people did that back in the flu days, remember? I mean, they'd come to work, and I remember when I was running a radio station in Los Angeles. People, I said, get out of here. What are you doing? You know, you're not going to come here and infect, because, you know, we had like 50 employees in this one building. One person gets sick. Next thing you know, you got to, you know, the dominoes are falling and you got 24 people that are sick, and it just it goes rampant. So, you know, I think in some cases COVID upped our game, you know, when it came to some, you know, common sense things to do about our hygiene and that. But, you know, we just have to stay vigilant is all. And I think we're getting through it. So I'm like you. I'm eager to get on the other side of this, learn the lessons that we've learned from COVID, respect, be a better person to respect one another. And, you know, to that end. And, you know, we're getting through this. So I'm encouraged because I believe in the American people. I know you do, too.
And it's all about personal preference, right? It's, you know, whether taking care of yourself is really is a personal choice. Some people do it well, some don't. And so to your point, you know, if you're sick, don't go to work. Stay at home, and especially now that you can really work remotely, there's no reason to impact other people. So I'm with you 100% there.
Exactly. So speaking of which, what's your recommendation, your prescription for us to better balance work and life around the holidays? Because I know the holidays can get hectic. A dear friend of mine, you know, he has this term called holiday standard time, which, you know, really gives you a perspective on the wackiness of the holidays, you know, the added pressure, shopping, you know, vying for that, you know, that last parking space at the mall. All those things can, you know, raise the stress a little bit, right?
Absolutely. So, you know, first and foremost, it's about taking care of yourself, right? That's common sense. Second is really to unplug. I recommend a digital detox. So just don't look at your phone for one full day, and don't get that stimulation from social media or, you know, digital mediums, so that your brain can kind of just relax and get that break. And then the other thing is really to focus on your financial health. We learned through COVID that folks were just not protected, and that was an unexpected event, right? It's what we say at Aflac, is that we cover the unexpected and the expected. And so folks just didn't have the right insurance coverages or protections, even life insurance, to get them through that difficult time. So really looking at those tools that you can add.
Well, she's a senior VP of Aflac Group Dental and Vision Insurance. Diana Steinhoff has been our guest. Diane, where can they go for more information?
So for more information, you could go to aflac.com/healthcare issues. You can find all the information on the survey and also just additional information about Aflac and our benefits.
Gave you the last word. You're awesome. Diana, have a great Christmas, huh?
Thank you, Bill.
You got
happy,
it. All right.
Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to you.
At Total Wine & More, save big on what you love this December with hundreds of deals. Get up to 35% off over 100 different wines, including Cabernet, Sparkling, Pinot Noir, and so much more. These savings are huge, and even better, they're on top of prices that are already the lowest in town. Deals this good don't last long, so visit Total Wine & More to find yours. Love what you find at the lowest price, only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify.
Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate. The world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine2bar.com.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, and that is the undeniable music of Benny DeShera and Empowered. Yes, they've done it again with this new cut, Yahweh Nisi. And I've been looking forward to this conversation with Benny, going back to the first time that we talked about honoring one of God's names. And Yahweh Nisi, God is my banner, my victory banner. The banner, Benny, that you and I talked about that draws us near to Him, along with the the rest of heaven's armies coming together, you know, walking out in victory, taking on the righteous wars and winning the victories that have been ordained by our Father in heaven. Right.
That's right. Amen. And thanks for having me back, Bill. It's good to talk to you again.
Hey, I've missed you. I've always, and you don't know how many times I've had the car pointed in your direction. Because we said we were going to get together, and because I'm probably 3 quarts low on my beignet count, and we got to load up, buddy.
we could fix that up in a heartbeat.
I know.
No issue at all.
I love it.
That's right. Well, hey, I'll tell you, the Yahweh Nisi, yeah, and we released it in October. We were able to introduce it live, the new record.
Yeah, I saw that.
Fest Fest, which was a Christian festival down here. It was just well received. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, with that song, God is kind of shaken me, especially with this new project, because I always pray over the projects going in, and I'm like, Lord, you know, and he said, you know what he told me, Bill, and I'm just going to be plain as day with you here. Mm-hmm. He was like, I'm really disappointed in the world right now. Okay. And I said, mm-hmm. I get that. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'm sort of disappointed in the silence of those who call me theirs as well.
Yeah, wow.
And I was like, wow. Mm. He's like, millions of people on the earth call themselves Christians, yet no one, because there's a difference between bad and evil. There's bad people that we know, there's evil people. And right now, in high positions of government, there's evil people. In high positions of authority over schools and businesses, there's evil. And God's exposing all of this right now. So he's like,
exactly.
When you write this song, I want it to be a war cry for me. I want it to be a battle cry. We're going to rattle pages, and we're going to get all the Christians of the world to come together
right,
and start fighting against the devil, because he's in the last throes of his time, and he knows it. So, like, much like a child, he's lashing up.
We've got to storm the gates of hell, and we've been empowered to do that. And God also right. says that that we'll get bruised up too. You know.
Oh, absolutely.
But that's okay. I mean, in the name of Jesus, to get bruised up, not a bad thing. We just don't want to get bruised up because we got ran over and we weren't participating, right?
Well, that's right. And if you followed all the famous boxers over history, you know, not one of them won a championship without getting hit.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Not a one.
That's right.
They all took a punch, right? And so,
right.
And as Christians, we're going to take a punch. Are we willing to get in the ring? That's the answer, and that's what this whole record's about. Are you willing to get in the ring? We're pointing people to Jesus. That's all we're supposed to be doing.
Right, because, again, we're reminded in God's Word that the gates of heaven suffer violence, okay? And the righteous take it by storm, and the righteous will go in through those gates under the banner of the name of God, Yahweh Nisi. I believe.
That's right.
Does that make sense?
Well, it does. You know, and it's funny you mention that, because as we're in the Christmas season right now, everybody and their brother, it's cool to talk about Jesus, right? Because it's Christmas. Mm-hmm. And so the thing is, he entered this world as an innocent baby through an earthly mother.
Yeah.
When he comes back, I liken it to when he walked into the temple and overturned tables.
Right, because exactly.
That's how he's coming back as judge, and he's coming back as king. And what most people do when they read that, when they read those verses about him going into the temple, they say, not in my father's house, you're not doing this. They didn't go several verses before where he fashioned a whip. So Jesus, who loved everybody, fashioned a whip, and in righteous anger drove all that out. And when he comes back, are we ready for that? And so as part of our band's purpose, that's what we're trying to do. You know, are you ready for that? Hey, here's some songs that's going to address this for you. Come on and get in the battle.
Why? I hear you sharing with us why Yahweh Nisi was so important. And this call, this undeniable call that God had placed on your heart that kept you up in the middle of the night, going, okay, Lord, what is it that you want me to do? How can I honor you? I mean, this is one of the names that we pray, Yahweh Nisi, you know, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. This is one of those hallowed names. And when you respect that, wow, I'll tell you, it takes my breath away.
Well, to God be the glory, Bill, Amen. Is all I can tell you. And you and I have alone known each other long enough that I don't really think about, you know, my wife asked me once, she says, hey, when you and Bill do interviews, like, what do you prep for? I'm like, well, I don't. It's kind of like I know who I'm talking to. And when he asks questions, God takes over. And, you know,
yeah. Amen.
In every interview we've ever done, God's just
yes.
taken over.
So. The Holy Spirit's all over it, thank God. I mean, and that's the deal, because sometimes we come up with things, and it's so funny you should say that, Benny, because I'll have friends that know us, even our good friend Benita, right? Excuse me. She'll say, how did you know that? I go, I didn't know that. You know, it's just God dropped it into my spirit, and the next thing I know, it was coming out of my mouth. You know, I'm not that smart. Give me a break.
That's right. That's right.
But see, this is why I enjoy being with you, because our spirits are so entwined that we're both here to honor God. This is what this is all about. And, you know, both you and I, God has utilized us, whether it's in radio and your ministry and music and that, and we're just in the blessing business. God's blessed us, and we just want to be a conduit and let it flow out. so that people are all the better. It's my old mentor, and I've shared this with people before, and then he said that your job every time you open up the microphone is to elicit a positive emotional response. And yep. Benny, whenever you and I are together, you know, this is what is responding. I mean, we are getting positive emotional responses from people because we're speaking the word of God. It is that word that, you know, comes out of our mouth. It really comes from heaven, out of our mouth, if I might say so. And then it goes out to find its mate, as the Bible says, right? And when that word finds its mate, it's undeniable. Go ahead.
Undeniable. And I'm extremely humbled by that with you. Now, don't get me wrong, because I'm human, because I'm also a businessman or whatever, I have thoughts. I have thoughts about politics. I have thought about what's happening in the world. We would need a 3-hour show to do that interview. So, but even in all those things, for me, it's a stage in my band. For you, it's a radio show. But for your listeners, it doesn't matter if you're a CEO, a CFO, the janitor, somebody who just works there. There's a way for you to point people to Jesus during the course of your day, every single day, and most likely multiple times. So if that's a fact, which it is, then let's go to war together.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
That's what's going to turn this world around. All the craziness we see on the news. I told my kids, stop reading Revelation. Just watch the news. For goodness sake.
Yeah.
There's craziness every day on it. The news is depressing.
Exactly. Well, that's Revelation personified in the modern era. So if that is the case, then read the word to see what happens in the end. But beforehand, what has to happen in terms of our positioning and our preparation for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Are we in alignment? Are we prepared for a second coming? Because as Jesus said in the parable, that you know not when he will come. And when the master shows up, he's going to notice who is prepared, who's unprepared, right? In so many words.
Right. That's right. And you know, and also, as we're talking about him coming as a baby, isn't it amazingly humbling that God, would give up his only son? When Jesus was born, he was born for one purpose, and that was to die for us. That was God's plan. How humbling is that? How much do we owe the creator of the universe for that? Because, you know, like, I'm going to see all those who went before me who believe we're going to have a party in heaven. Well, to get to the party, you have to have an invitation.
Right.
And that is called J-E-S-U-S.
Yes.
And he is your invitation, and especially now during Christmas, people are more open to that, and it's our job to share that and extend that invitation. And so we can bring as many as you want, because like you were saying before, storming the gates of hell, and then, you know, to add on it, I've heard, let's storm the gates of hell with water pistols. I mean, we're not scared.
No, exactly.
So,
amen.
So, because the devil loses.
Yeah.
The devil loses.
Well, that's Benny DeShera and the group Empower talking about, of course, his new cut, Yahweh Nisi, the singer, songwriter, and man of faith, a motivational speaker, father, and husband who endured a traumatic brain injury that placed his life and future in peril. The catastrophic injury could have easily ended his life or at the least compromised the quality of it. Even doctors were surprised at his miraculous recovery. And we look forward to more from Benny DeShera.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.